This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, during breaks sometimes.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't say it.
We like to look up rich people's houses in Cleveland.
Zillow is the most active website
at
our station.
I mean, what else? When you get to a certain age, what else do you have to
do? Some don't even live here. Some are actually no longer with us anymore. Yep. So there we go. Fantastic. And,
we rue the day that we were born in the era that we were born.
Yeah, well, it's been a good run. Been a fantastic run for them. All right, Nathan Zagura joins us at 9 o'clock. Game 5, getting ready for Game 5, ALDS, Guardians, Tigers. We had a call from Anthony in Cleveland Heights, and at the end of the call, he made a mention, and my ears perked up because I went, you know what, that's a hell of a thing to say, because it might be a hell of a question to ask. Here is Anthony in Cleveland Heights. When was this, around 7 this morning? 7 this morning, here's Anthony in Cleveland Heights. Listen to this, everybody.
If somebody would have told me before the season started, Bieber would be out immediately, McKenzie would go to the minors, Logan Anglin would go to the minors, 3 of your pitchers are going to be Matt Boyd, Ben Lively, and Alex Cobb. You're going to win 92 games. You're going to win the division, and Game 5 of the ALDS is going to be at home. Would you take that regardless of the result? No sane person would say no. So the result Saturday, I don't want to say it doesn't matter, but we're getting what we wanted. So whatever happens Saturday happens. Go there, be loud, and be a Guardians fan. And if it doesn't break our way, there's always next year.
Have they already had a great season?
They have, Kenny. I said that.
Because I said yes right there when he asked.
I said that. Absolutely. They had a great season. This is what I said 2 weeks ago before the playoffs started. Now the playoffs start, you really don't want them to lose the series.
There's people who want me to play that audio you calling some people losers over the freakout back in August.
Yes, and so this is just ultimately the really tricky thing about playoff baseball. Playoffs go so fast. They're so fast. You could be eliminated in the wild card round. It's like, what did we just play 162 for? And it was even worse before it was, you know, the best of three situation. Now, the Guardians missed out on that because they played so well this year, and it was such a great season. And all I'm thinking about is Class A, had they have lost yesterday, Class A giving up that three-run bomb, us sitting here and nitpicking Vogt and his rookie managerial decisions to death. Thank God they won yesterday.
Yeah.
Thank God. Thank God for so much of what went on yesterday and what was an awesome game.
So,
but I do know this. A lot of people will quickly forget about the David Fry stuff
obviously.
If they lose
so
tomorrow.
Are you saying they have to win tomorrow for it to be considered a great season?
I will be able to reflect like months later and say, oh, it was a great season. I will not feel that it was a great season the day after if they get bounced
by
that
come
team.
On. You got to stand for it. You got to stand for something. Come on.
That's what I'm saying.
If you're going to say it's a great season later on, you got to say it's a great season
now. I'm admitting how emotional I'll be. I'll be disgusted. If they lose to that Detroit team and they celebrate in your house, and it will not feel like a great season.
Disagree with you. No,
I mean, it'll feel like a great season.
It should
to you?
because Chris is right. It's Chris in Cleveland Heights. No, Anthony in Cleveland Heights. Anthony in Cleveland Heights is right. He's right about it.
I do not think you guys will feel that way if they lose tomorrow.
All right, fine. Record this then, damn it. Because before the season, he said before the season. All right, before the season, several media outlets picked Detroit to win the Central.
What did Ken pick?
I did not pick Detroit to win this. I don't know if I actually picked anybody.
I don't think you did anything.
I picked the Guardians to finish 82-80. Picked them. I do remember that distinctly.
And so be honest with yourself right now. Looking back on before the season, if we were sitting here today and you knew that we would be in this spot today.
Yeah, it's a good season. It's a good season.
You'd be content with whatever happens on Saturday.
Yes.
Wow. At home. At home, losing to your used to be a rival. They'll be a rival again.
Oh, well, they're Detroit now. Have a rivalry sparking
yeah,
up.
That's how it works.
The Scoobal stuff and how that ended, and we didn't make a big deal about it the other day. There's a lot of people who really don't like Tarik Skubal, the way he acted at the end of that game. So it's a rivalry again, man.
That's how it works. And that, by the way, that is cool. I mean, how many Detroit Tigers players most people know
you say no.
before this series?
You say it's not enough to just be here now.
I can't fathom me. I cannot fathom if they lose at home on Saturday with all this excitement of getting to game five and then losing to that team. Man, that's going to be a tough pill to swallow. I don't think the first thing I'll be thinking of is, hey, great season.
I agree with you. If it was the Minnesota Twins, and now this is back in before the season started, and I know they had some payroll differences from years past, but the Twins have been the bugaboo in the Central for the Guardians over the last decade, right? Even though the Guardians have been dominant in the Central. But if it was them and we were in this spot, and I go, okay. I mean, the Twins are the ones that have been the veterans. Half these Tigers players weren't even in the major leagues in August.
I think we got to win this.
I feel good right now.
I'm not going to feel good lose on Saturday night.
Ken did not feel good yesterday.
No.
And the day before, you were in an all-time bad mood. So it is funny how
we're pinch-hitting guys. Before the season, I didn't know the manager was going to pinch-hit guys in the second inning before they even had a chance to make it a bat.
Before you got a practice swing.
That
he just
caught me by surprise.
On the barrel of his bat.
Yeah. And they said, get out of there.
Donut. Nope.
Walk get back. On and get.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.